It's quite a haul from my home to the visitor center at Badlands National Park, but it's a beautiful day for a drive, or hike for that matter. I'm on my way to meet Julie Jondreau, Acting Chief of Resource Education at the park. From the comfort of her office, Julie's going to explain to me how the new virtual Web Ranger iHike works. So simple, I'm assured, that even I can use it. Then we're going to put it to the test, so to speak, by taking a hike and recording it on the program. Julie Jondreau explains how the idea came about.
We've done a program called Walk the Badlands with the Kidoka 4th grade class for many years now. And so that's a program we go into the classroom, tell the kids about the park, and they log their exercise throughout a semester. And for every half hour of exercise, that equals 1 mile hiked in Badlands National Park. So they chart that through this logbook, and they earn some prizes along the way. And then at the end of the year, they come out to the park for a field trip. And I had always thought, you know, that was a really fun program, and wouldn't it be cool if we could bring it to kids all over the country, you know, through an online experience.
From Julie's thoughts to the National Park Service headquarters, she recently discovered that a similar program is available to the general public through the NPS website. At this point, only 5 national park locations are taking part in the program, now among them Badlands National Park. Julie says the Web Ranger iHike program is pretty easy to use.
To create an account, you can log in through Web Rangers or iHike Virtual Trails. Once you do that, you can choose a trail. So then when you get to your trail, you'll see an overview of the trail map and where you'll start.
Just a couple of points. Since you're required to enter a distance walked before you can access the program, you need to have already gone for your hike before sitting down to your PC. That's just Julie's way of keeping us honest. And you can enter your hike in steps if you use a pedometer, by city blocks if you're an urban hiker, or by distance if you're adept at calculating mileage. So,
makes me want to get out there, especially today. It's so nice out.
Well, do you want to go?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day in the Badlands. The sun is shining, temperatures in the 50s, and just a hint of a breeze. And since it's off-season, we have the place pretty much to ourselves. Julie drives us to Saddle Pass, just a few miles from the visitor center. Crossing a small bridge, we begin our ascent up the side of a steep, very steep, eroded butte. The entire trail takes under an hour to complete. I'm tempted to do it, considering the fantastic weather, but remind myself that the virtual tour is what this story's about. After 15 minutes or so, we reluctantly turn around and head back to the office. Then Julie logs in our short hike.
We did about a half a mile, so I'm going to enter that, and I think that'll take us to our next stop on the virtual hike here.
Which would be what?
We are going up to... Boom, we just hit it, and there we are. We are at the sod tables up on top of the Castle Trail Medicine Route Loop.
Well done. But now for the solo test. Back to Hot Springs and a hike nearby my home.
Okay, collar. You ready?
And we're off. Just me and my Belgian Shepherd along a trail through the southern Black Hills, which I'll then transpose virtually to a trail in the Badlands. Over the 40-minute trek, we spy a hawk circling high above us, encounter a trio of horses, and take care of
good boy, buddy.
Business as required. Arriving home, it's a milkbone and water for Buddy and the Web Ranger site for me. And much to my amazement, I'm successfully logged on. I've begun my personal record of hiking through the Badlands. Very cool. Besides offering the average person the chance to see what it's like to walk the Badlands, with photographs of the area popping up on the screen as you watch your virtual hike progress, the Badlands iHike can also be used by schools as a tool for class projects. As Ranger Julie points out, it allows kids in Ohio, Alabama, or even here in South Dakota to get in shape while taking virtual hikes along Saddle Pass, Castle Trail, or Medicine Route Loop, with hope that one day they'll actually be here to hike those Badlands trails. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.